With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Heavy rain and 80-mile-per-hour winds blasting California.
With this storm and how it's deepening coming into the West Coast and how it's strengthening, we're really seeing those winds almost up to hurricane force off of our coastal waters, particularly the Big Sur coast. So that's kind of a first for us over the waters, having winds that strong.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
We've got some places gusting into the 70-mile-per-hour range, even up to 80 miles per hour. A number of trees down on homes and cars so far this morning. We've gotten power lines down with widespread power outages.
While there have been some injuries, no fatalities have been reported. Also, at SRNnews.com, the day after a Minnesota man survived an avalanche while snowmobiling in Montana's backcountry, government forecasters posting details of the near tragedy as yet another cautionary tale. Avalanche safety specialists say their job has become more difficult as the number of skiers and snowmobilers visiting backcountry areas surged after the pandemic. Expert Doug Chabot says people who get caught have an 80% chance of survival if they're dug up within 10 minutes.
In a big avalanche like this that we're seeing here, where it broke 2 to 3 feet deep, chances are you're going to be fully buried. And the only way you're going to get unburied is if you have a partner watching you from a safe spot that can come and rescue you.
Four people have already died this year in snow slides. One each in Wyoming, Colorado, Idaho, and California. Dozens of forest fires still burning in Chile, where at least 46 people have been killed, dozens more injured, more than 1,100 dwellings destroyed. This is SRN News. Americans are worried. They tell pollsters of a growing sense of unease about the country's future, and many fear 2024 will be the breaking point. But Greg Laurie, the popular pastor and evangelist, has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
And he says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is, things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God. Trust in Him. He's in control. Nothing is catching him by surprise.
And this is SRN News. Australia reporting inflation slowed in the last quarter to its lowest rate in 3 years, raising hopes of a, quote, soft landing for that nation's economy.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed the latest consumer price index data has slowed to 4.1%, down from 5.4% at the last quarterly update in September. The result means the annual inflation rate is at its lowest level since December 2021. The latest results will support the case that inflation is being tamed, moderating the need for the Reserve Bank of Australia to lift its official cash rate when it next meets on February 6.
That is Jeremy House reporting. A union representing hospitality workers reaching a tentative deal with four hotels in downtown Las Vegas as employees at three other properties remain poised to go on strike tomorrow morning. More details at SRNnews.com.